Today, a split opened in the ranks of U.S. advertising agencies when the Food and Drug Administration announced earlier this year that cigarette ads would be severely restricted. The tobacco and advertising industries united to oppose the rule on First Amendment grounds. Well, today, a group of ad agencies came out in support of strong restrictions, saying some things are more important than money. From New York, NPR's Brooke Gladstone reports.
The ad execs assembled at the podium today said it was a matter of conscience.
If it were my job each day to help a client penetrate the teen market to boost sales of their cigarettes, I would have a first-class case of insomnia.
Dan Cronin is a 25-year-old account executive at Biederman, Kelly & Schaefer, one of 11 advertising agencies that has joined the new initiative on tobacco marketing and children. David Millenthal, chairman of HMS Partners, put the initiative together and produced the ads that he hopes will convince his colleagues to restrict the pitch on tobacco products.
We, the creators of this powerful energy, must make sure we do what's right. No product needs the application of this philosophy more than tobacco, the only product we advertise today that kills when used as directed.
Millenthal is placing stark images of children in industry publications and the New York Times. The children's eyes are bolted or zippered or locked shut, and the line reads, "We can't close their eyes. Can we open ours?" He wants to shake up the advertising execs that oppose FDA advertising guidelines that take effect early next year. Those guidelines include restrictions on billboard advertising, ads in magazines, brand name sponsorship. The industry already has voluntary guidelines, but Millenthal wants better ones.
But unfortunately, our trade associations appear paralyzed by the prospect of self-policing the industry. They believe that to regulate advertising is the first step in a slippery slide that will soon engulf a variety of products. But cigarettes are unique.
People are always saying, well, tobacco is different.
Dan Jaffe is the spokesman for the Association of National Advertisers.
But what happens is you find that very quickly they're also saying, well, alcohol is different, high cholesterol foods are different, and you go down the slippery slope. And this is something that people say, oh, no, no, no. But if you're in my job, you know for a fact those are real proposals that are out there as to restrictions.
Jaffe says the Federal Trade Commission already has the job of policing the industry. If the agency is failing, it should be admonished, but not replaced by tough new rules from the FDA.
You cannot lower discourse in society down to the level of the sandbox. Just because kids see ads that are targeted to adults doesn't allow somebody to stop them. The Supreme Court has made that clear. But if somebody is trying to sell to kids, the government does have the authority to step in, and it should.
William Novelli is a former advertiser, now president of the National Center for Tobacco-Free Kids. He supports Millenthal's call for better voluntary guidelines, but he doesn't believe the industry can police itself.
I once asked a research director at Leo Burnett how he justified his work on tobacco. He said, don't quote me on this, but I like to think that maybe our advertising isn't too effective.
The industry plans to poll the advertising rank and file to see where they stand. It hopes to win the hearts and minds of an industry accustomed to winning the hearts and minds of everyone else. This is Brooke Gladstone reporting.